It's the 21st of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A man who sexually assaulted a teenager 18 years ago has now been convicted of the crime through a new specialised policing unit. Back in 2006, then the 37-year-old Donald Cargbo Rafael met a 14-year-old girl in Bedford's town centre. He enticed her to visit the flat of a friend where she was made to consume a large amount of alcohol. Though disoriented, she verbally objected to his later sexual advances. He then raped her. The historic sex offence was passed to Operation Painter, who used new technologies to link Mr. Cargbo Rafael to the attack. He is due to be sentenced in April. Emma Pitts, Bedfordshire's Police Head of Public Protection, said, "It is never too late to get justice." The Body Shop on Bedford's Silver Street continues to remain open as administrators discuss closing 50% of the remaining 200 stores across the UK. Seven of the skincare company's locations were permanently closed yesterday. New figures provided by the Ministry of Justice has found that 75% of those charged with knife crime across Bedfordshire were first-time offenders. Ben Kinsella Trust Chief Executive Patrick Green, speaking for the knife crime charity, said that young people were more likely to be at risk due to factors like poverty, lack of opportunity, social media and exposure to violence. He added, "Simply arresting our way out of this crisis is not enough. We need to invest in preventative measures that address these root causes." A donation of over 225 kilograms of food has been made to Bedford Food Bank through the efforts of students at Kempston Rural Primary School. The generous gift provides enough food for 600 vulnerable individuals. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.